neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Queen, Alav Shalom, in the last month of his life, he was taken to a mountain named Hor HaHar. So this is the burial place of Aharon HaKohen, that we don't know where exactly he is. So now, Midrash explains that the clouds that surrounded Am Yisrael, we had seven clouds. We had six, that four was in each direction, that is north, south, east, west, and one on the top, one on the bottom, that was like an escalator. So actually, the cloud on the bottom would carry them. So that's why 40 years, their shoes stayed the same. So you know how much money you save to buy shoes every 5-6 months? You know, for 40 years, they kept the same shoes. And also the clothing, the Ananei HaKavod, it would clean it, press it. So laundry, free laundry. So how much money that is? You know, $500 a week, you know, people pay for laundry, or a month. So now, the extra Anan, the extra cloud, was right in the front. It was a bulldozer, it's a tractor. So the task was, the mountain that was in front of them would make it flat. And if it was deep, it would fill it up. So the task of the seventh cloud that was going in front of them to make the path musata, make it usable as a freeway. So now the Midrash questions, if the Anan, this special cloud, was making a pathway, so how come we have three mountains that they were not touched? One was Har Sinai, one was Hor HaHar, and the other one? The same. There's another mountain. Sorry. One more. The same. Yeah. Har Nebo, Hor HaHar, and then one more. Har Sinai. Har Nebo, that was the birthplace of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have Sinai, Nebo, and Hor HaHar. So there's a very interesting code. The first meeting that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom had with Ribono Shel Olam, where was it at? Where was the meeting place? By the Sene. Right. By the Sene, Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom to bring his resume. So now there's a very interesting code of why Hashem met with Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom at this meeting place, at the Sene. Why? At the Sene, at the bush. Why? Because Sene, how do you write it? Samech, Nun, Hey. So Samech is for Har Sinai. Nun is for Har Nebo. And Hey is for? Hor HaHar. You like that, Chidush? The Halav, the Bash, the Halav brings this beautiful insight. That at the moment that Ribono Shel Olam met with Moshe Abraham Shalom, he told them, don't worry, I have your burial place and your brother's burial place is put aside. The Ananim, they're not going to touch it. And also the Har Sinai also is going to be put aside. Put aside for you everything. So here we see a very interesting point. And that is that many times people, they become very aggressive. What does it mean? I don't know if you heard people say, this is mine. You heard people say that? It doesn't happen often, right? The kids, you know, they play, say, give it to me, it's mine. It's my bicycle, this is my bow, this is my toy, my horn. And then they fight over the toy, right? So now many times, maybe Yetzer Hara tricks us. Not that we want to, but you know, we have, not often, you know, once in a while, like a few times a day. You know, you fight over the things. Harav Eliezer Papo Zatzal, the author of the very holy sefer, it's called Pele Yoetz. It's one of his sefer. It's very, very recommended Musar sefer that one should always study. So Harav says, happened to be somebody had a dream, a nightmare, and then started screaming, you know, and then sweating, you know. So when he was dreaming, he was panicking. It's such a very, very terrible nightmare. So now, when he wakes up, what happens? What happens? Everything. Kainu keholmi. The Mizmor says, you know, it's a chalom, right? It's went away. So now, we in life, we have chalomot too. You heard people say about chalomot, saying your dreams. Right? What do they mean? Because we, many times we feel, I have to have this. It's mine. You should not have it. I have to have it. Why should he have it? Give it to me. I want it. It could be many, many things. I mean, money, people, they're not interested today. They don't care about money. But, you know, it could be kabod, right? Kabod, that's the main thing. You know, you like to be respected, valued. They like that. Why is he being respected? I'm not being respected. So we always run after things that we like to have. Because they want to give you the message. The eye that is given to human being, he never ever satisfied. The more he give him, he wants more. The more he give him, he wants more. So that's why this eye, only when he feels dirt, he says, ay, ay, ay. What did I do? What do you want to take? I cannot take it with me. All of these greeds that I had, what did I make out of it? Why did I make out of it? And that's why it's very beautiful that the remez, the code that they showed, Mashallah, Mashallah, at the first meeting, Yibonu Shalom told them, Sene! What does Sene mean? Hashem Yibonu told them, listen, the only thing that matters in this life is Har Sinai, Har Nebo, and Har Hor Hahar. This is the only three places that is worth working at. Why? What is it? Har Sinai, the Torah was given. And then, that amount of place, the real property, the other one is false property, that you need, this is the location that you're going to be buried. The rest is Hevel Avadim. That's what the first thing he taught him at the time that he was going to on mission. Sene. And that's why it's very interesting that the Ananim, they could not touch this. The bulldozer, they could not make it flat. Everything else was destroyed. The buildings, the villa, everything was destroyed. He smooshed it. But the only thing that was stayed, only the three mountains. Well, why? Because I'm saying they see, you know, the only place that is going to be stable, is going to last, is the place that there is a Torah. Is the place that constantly people, they realize that they have to understand that the learning Torah, doing the mitzvot, is an obligation, is not an option. That's the place is going to be permanent. Nothing is going to harm it. And that's why all the territory that they traveled in Midbar, the only three mountains that was not touched, it was Sinai, Nebo, and Hor HaHor. And that takes lots of awareness and practice. Hashem Baruch Zekeutanu, that we able to make a qiyum, make it stable. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli,
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.